Hello, my name is Audriana, and you have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Well, I would like to, but first I want to make certain. I know come February 8th, essential workers can start being vaccinated, and I want to make sure I'm considered an essential worker. I work for FedEx. FedEx office, my store has been open the entire duration. At one point, we had to carry essential worker letters in our vehicle in case, you know, we were pulled over by police and that kind of stuff. So I would think I qualify, but the list is pretty vague. It says like U.S. Postal Service, but.
Yeah, I have no knowledge of that, ma'am. What I can say, I can have some websites that you could possibly visit. And maybe the Alabama Public website that can tell you that. But this here, we just got general information of websites in which you could visit. And if you had concerns about coronavirus and the symptoms, or if you want to know
right,
information.
Well, I called the
Department
of Health number. I called the Department of Health number that was listed on one of the websites, and then she transferred me to you. So,
oh, wow. Yeah,
what,
I don't
you know,
have
what,
no
what,
information of that.
Okay. Well, I'll just keep looking around. I mean,
yeah, I'm trying to. I'm looking now, but because what I see, let me see what I see. Critical. Okay. I know frontline is healthcare workers, nursing homes. Those are first responders.
Right, and those have already been covered. And
yes.
And then it went to 75 and older, and then it's going what something to 65. And then
yeah.
It says essential workers.
Yeah, I'm looking now. Hold on. Because you probably see the same thing that I see.
Right. I guess I can just try. I can take my essential worker.
I think that you might be considered under that because essential worker, FedEx, post office,
right. It's like, damn it, I worked every day since the whole
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
And God knows I've come in contact with a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I believe
right.
you will be considered that because
now,
That's definitely consensual.
Now, is the only place in, I'm in Huntsville, Alabama. Is the only place around here the, Department of Health, because that's kind of what I figured when I looked.
Repeat that again, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Okay, so I'm in Huntsville, Alabama. Can you tell me what location will be giving out the vaccine on the 8th?
Okay.
From what I could see online, it looks like it was just the Department of Health, but.
I have no knowledge of that. I have a phone. I have the hotline for the vaccine's appointments. And they probably will be able to tell you where they're giving the vaccine shots at.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, let me get that number then. So you have a number for the
this is the
call for appointments.
Yes, ma'am. I have a number for you for the vaccine appointment. It's the vaccine appointment hotline.
Okay, what's that number?
That number is 855-566.
5333. Okay, I will try to give them a call and see what they say.
Sure.
All righty, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.